Hello and welcome to the BSG podcast. I am your host, Chase, and today we're going to talk about some news this week. We being just me, because Quinn is on his way back from Singapore on his long, probably like 16-hour flight, something ridiculously long. Maybe even longer, actually. Yeah, fuck him. Anyways, if you don't know who we are, we're BSG. We're an informative bi-weekly podcast focused on gaming news and discussions. On Mondays, we go over the news for the week, covering everything gaming without the BS. And on Wednesdays, we pick up a juicy topic to cover and give our half-informed opinions. And as I said, we meaning me. So, this week, we got some fun news, and it actually is pertained mostly to Pokemon and Final Fantasy. So Quinn is going to roll in his seat when he gets back. If you want to get a hold of us, you should go on Twitter at BS Gamers Podcast, where you can share your opinions. You could talk to us about some of the video games you've been playing. You could talk to us about some of the news we've been talking about. You know, pretty much just anything. We enjoy it. And if you want to do us a bigger solid, we appreciate it if you go on to, you know, your local platform, any platform that you listen to us on, and leave us a 5-star review. Nothing less. But if you want to, you know, give us a little bit of construction, you know, that's perfectly fine. Go on to Twitter at BS Gamers Podcast and give us your constructive opinion on how we can improve our podcast. Then once we've improved, go back and give us a 5-star review. All right, we're going to head on over to the news. These are the following games that have come out this week. We have Truck Driver, Paranoia, Happiness is Mandatory, Age of Empires 2, the Definitive Edition, Kingdom Under Fire 2, and Terminator Resistance that came on PC. We have on Switch, Gear Club Unlimited 2 Porsche Edition. Oh, sorry, it's Gear Duck Club. Kill it. It's a terrible name. We got one of the two games I've been playing, Pokemon Sword and Pokemon Shield. On PS4, we have Mercenaries Wings, The False Phoenix, and Astroneer. On Xbox One, we have Spider Solitaire F, The Unicorn Princess, Trax, The Train Set Game, and Tokyo Warfare Turbo. And coming on every other system, we have Romancing Saga 3, Yaga, VR Ping Pong Pro, Bee Simulator, Doctor Who, The Edge of Time, Mad Games Tycoon, Last Labyrinth, Some Distant Memory, Black Sad Under the Skin, Spark Light, Fractured Minds, Scarlet Mysteries, The Cursed Child, Woven the Game, Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, and Tokyo Ghoul Recall to Exist. That is it for game releases. Let's move on to some of the news. News. You can do it, Chase. So coming out on news, we have that Rare. Oh, kill me. Can't do it. Rare unveils a new Breath of the Wild looking game called Everwild to be on PC and Xbox. It depicts unique characters with very eloquent forms, such as the elk-slash-deer-like creature with blossoming horns like a peacock, and it looks like it will be some form of action-adventure game as you see tribesmen, which look like they could be the players, prepping to combat scary cat-like creatures and communicating with the deer elk. And so this isn't coming from any source. It's specifically me watching the trailer, and this is what I was getting from it. It looks pretty cool, I gotta say. At Microsoft's X019, or X19 if you want to call it that, event in London, French studio Don't Nod will have a transgender man as its lead character. I mean, man, woman, I don't know, transgender. The first for a major game release. The game, Tell Me Why, launching in spring 2020, follows identical twins Allison and Tyler Ronan, who grew up in a small community in Alaska and are reunited after a key event which drove them apart 10 years ago. So, sounds like that this is going to be a big AAA or at least AA title that is coming from Microsoft and French studio Don't Nod. So yeah, let's see how this game unveils. Moving on to always my favorite news. Square Enix joined Microsoft for its X19 live stream to announce many Final Fantasy games coming to the Xbox Game Pass for console and PC starting next year. This includes many of the mainline games and spin-offs, such as like Final Fantasy 15. And Square Enix also announced that Kingdom Hearts HD, now that's the kicker, which includes many games, will also be on the Xbox Game Pass. Kingdom Hearts 3 will also be available on Xbox One later next year. So the kicker here, guys, and I'm going to talk about this later in the discussion, is the fact that Kingdom Hearts will be on Xbox. Sonic the Hedgehog got redesigned from its realistic look, as you could call it, looking more like its cartoony self, the hedgehog we all know and love. His fur looks bluer, his eyes are bigger, and it's just a little bit more pleasing. And Sonic will hit theaters February 14th, 2020. If you recall, he was supposed to come out in November, but they had to delay it because, well, yeah, he looked pretty bad for being the Sonic character to come out in theaters in 3D. So congrats and kudos for the team who made this, who are producing this, to decide to make a change and decide, and I gotta say, it's for the better. Pokemon Sword and Shield came out this week, and despite fan backlash during its development, critics are giving it fantastic scores. During its development, it got backlash due to not all Pokemon being in the newest game, as that has always been a thing. It also got some backlash with recent data mining revealing previous generation Pokemon being imported versions of Pokemon with only slight design touch-ups. Despite all this, its quality of life improvements and more open world concepts in the game gave it fantastic scores, such as a 9 from GameStop, 9.3 from IGN, 9 from GamesRadar, 8.75 from Game Informer, and 9 from VG247. That doesn't sound right. I think that was a 6. What am I doing? How dare they? How dare I put the wrong number in my dyslexia? Yeah, and I'm assuming the 6 is because that they had the opportunity for the first time to be on the Switch, and with the Switch giving a lot more horsepower to Pokemon, it should have maybe innovated a lot more, and it did not this time. But there are going to be some good stuff I'm going to talk about later in the discussion. Google Stadia is to launch November 19th and had a final Ask Me Anything before its launch. Just to summarize some of the stuff that happened, those who ordered the Founders Edition may not play on launch day, as it is a first-come, first-served basis, so if you pre-ordered it, you may not get it immediately. However, since it is a service, as soon as you get the invite code, you will be able to start playing in your browser. Family Link will also allow you to set parental controls, but family sharing will not come until early 2020. Hence, you will have to buy games separately for each account. Game achievements will be out of the box as well, but a dedicated interface to view them all will come later. You will be able to remote start the service with the controller, so good news there. Buddy passes, which gift users with pro subscriptions, will roll out 2 weeks after launch. And if someone starts up the Chromecast mid-game, you will be booted out of the game. But good news, guys, the server will continue running the game for 10 minutes for you to sort out that bullshit. Basically, I would kick out that girlfriend or significant other, and then you will be happy. Apple is currently employing 1,000 engineers to work on VR and AR products. Now, why does this sound like gaming? Well, the executives that are there are said to be those who previously worked on Apple's gaming projects, as well as former game developers, and not to just be specific all about gaming, they also employed NASA engineers. It is reported to join its other Apple products, such as AirPods, Beats headphones, and Apple Watch. So we're going to see some sort of combination where you have to get decked out in Apple gear just to, you know, maybe use this product or to use it to its fullest capabilities. Yeah, sounds like an interesting item. Finally, the last piece of news, VZBV, basically the consumer rights enforcer of Germany, is prosecuting Nintendo for breaking German or Norwegian consumer rights. The issue, which VZBZ claims, is that you cannot get refunds on pre-order games before release in the eShop. This violates Norwegian and German legislation, as it's not deemed playable and hence should not be, should be refunded. Nintendo claims that since you can preload the game before its release date, it is considered a fulfilled transaction. Conclusion should be coming around Christmas time. So that's all we have at the moment about that segment of Nintendo going to court. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of other court cases that are occurring with them. But yes, it would be interesting to see what the conclusion of this is, and will Nintendo get out of its debacle with VZBV? That is it for the news. I'm going to take a quick break here, drink my nice Perrier, and then we're going to get to the discussion, or in this case, a monologue. And we're back. Well, I'm back. Ugh, gotta get used to this. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the fact that basically Kingdom Hearts is coming to Xbox One. Now, why am I saying specifically Kingdom Hearts and not Final Fantasy? You know, Chase, you're the Final Fantasy guy. That's all you care about and think about. Well, Final Fantasy has already been on PC for quite some time. So it's not that big of a deal for me when I see that it's coming to Xbox because, well, they're owned by Microsoft Studios. What is very surprising is that Kingdom Hearts is coming to Xbox One. And the fact that this could imply Kingdom Hearts is going to be coming to PC sometime later. Now, why is that important? It's because, well, Kingdom Hearts is a game which was published by Sony Interactive. And in general, these games that are published by Sony Interactive don't really come to the PC or Xbox One for that matter, especially when they were exclusive to the PS4. So it makes you wonder, like, what is changing that is allowing games like Kingdom Hearts, which I really want to play but don't want to play it on my PS4? Like, what are these changes that are happening? My thoughts is that there was probably some study done about timed exclusivity where there's a point where selling the game is more, appreciable for the company when they wait a year or two and then they sell the game. And so maybe they're starting to pick up that these older games that people want to play will actually be bought and then will be able to be played on the PC as a way to at least get this ball rolling. One of the games that I'm really into that hasn't gone on PC, which was a PS4 exclusive, is Bloodborne. Now, if you had talked to Quinn about this about, a couple of weeks ago, I think he would have been surprised the fact that Kingdom Hearts was coming out on PC. I mean, it was an exclusive. We've talked about this for many months where just games are not moving. And the biggest contender for games not moving is Nintendo. Nintendo games just don't move that much. But now we're starting to see that PlayStation, Xbox, and PC games, there seems to be this thing where it's like timed exclusivity, and then we'll move it on. Now, I know Kingdom Hearts doesn't represent that into its fullest, but my belief is that they did this because, hey, it's been a long time. This game is not going to sell anything on just one console. We should multi-system it, and then this is going to allow us to rake in more profits. Another reason I could guess why they're doing this is maybe Kingdom Hearts 3 didn't do as well, and they're trying to mitigate some of the cost by putting it on other consoles. There's a lot of possibilities here in that realm if that were the case. But I'd like to hope that it's because it's more in this realm of timed exclusivity, so now we just need to wait. They did this with Final Fantasy 15 recently, where they made it timed exclusive, and it took about a year and a half before it came out on PC, and the PC version was the Royal Edition. It was very sleek and nice compared to the original. So yeah, I'd like to see how this pans out in the future, and especially I'm praying for Bloodborne. I really want Bloodborne on PC. It would look beautiful. It would run nice. And it's better than Dark Souls. There, I said it. Going on to some other discussions, I have had my chance to play Pokemon Sword. It came out November 15th, if you didn't know. So I've been playing it for about, I'd say, 2-3 hours of my time. So I have like a brief idea of what's happening. I'm going to play it a lot more later tonight when I get the opportunity, because I have to play this basically on my nephew's Switch. But in the exchange that we're using is that I get them games that they can play on their own. And in exchange, I get to basically borrow their Switch during the evenings when they leave to go home to sleep, since they don't live with us. So one of the things I really like about this game is the quality of life improvements. One of the biggest ones that has always been a sore issue with Pokemon is the fact that you have to go to a computer to, I guess, how do you say it? You move your Pokemon. So if like you can only have 6 Pokemon, you have to only play with those until you go to a Pokemon Center. And then once you get to the Pokemon Center, you can exchange your Pokemon. Now it's like you can just do it whenever. They don't care anymore. Which is beautiful, because now you can play with your Pokemon that you had just caught in the wild and switch it in. So it's very easy if you decide that you're in an area where you want to level up overall Pokemon, so that, because now you need to build a strategy, because like, for example, there are raids in this game where you're battling with other people and you can only have one Pokemon in that raid. I think that leveling up another Pokemon is going to be important. So it's really nice that there's these type of quality of life improvements that have occurred. Another thing it sounds like is that they've increased the shiny rate, not necessarily with the encounter rate normally, but in ways that you can receive it. So I'd like to see that later when I get to that point. I guess some more important ones, if you're a Pokemon nerd like me, is that they've made increasing IVs, EVs, leveling up a lot easier. So you can get your Pokemon very quickly after just doing a raid, for example, to the level that your other Pokemon are at. So to get level 100 Pokemon and 100% maxed out with your favorite mood type for your Pokemon is customizable. It's easy. It just costs a little bit of money, which you get in the game. So I am totally for that. It's a big improvement in those quality of life issues. Now, going into why there's so much fan backlash, it has to do with the fact that they wanted to bring back, they did not bring the national Pokédex in, meaning that there should be about 1,000 Pokemon right now. I haven't actually counted yet, and they didn't do it. Now, the argument before was that there is just not enough resources or time to be able to put into a Pokemon game to be put into Pokemon Sword and Shield, and so they decided not to do that. Later, we found out, and this is through the data mining, that the models are the same, or not the same, but they're just touch-ups of the original models that they put in the 3DS. So this would be from Pokemon Sun and Moon, which is kind of egregious, because if they're saying that they don't have time and all they're really doing is touch-ups for the Pokemon models, it seems like where do they not have the time? Now, one argument that I have heard is that they actually messed up their importing system in order to move Pokemon in and then create the models properly. Because, like, let's say, for example, they wanted to use the 3DS models and the import is broken for about half of them, well, it would be a pain in the ass to redo all of them in order to get into the game. So that sounded like a reasonable thing to happen. Later we found out, just, and I saw this today, my friend sent me the Reddit of this guy who has a good background in Pokemon and as well as programming. He added, he imported a Pokemon from 3DS, imported it into the game, and the animations are a little bit off because it uses Yamper's animations, but his Omnistar worked perfectly fine. The animation looked fine, and it looked very similar to the other games, but more importantly, it was the fact that how easy it was. It only took him about, I don't know, it's he came out the 15th, so 3 days after the release to figure that out. Maybe give him a week if he got the copy earlier, if he was like some form of reviewist, anything like that. So it bothers me a little bit as to why this is happening. So, yeah, I don't know how I feel about it. I'm a little bit mixed right now with the fact that, you know, Pokemon could have been so much more innovative. And I think they did push the envelope for what they have always been doing. You know, they actually have a little bit more of an open world with Pokemon. It's very similar to Pokemon Let's Go, where you can actually see the Pokemon on the overworld map. You know, there are so many improvements that they've included. The problem is that they're very slight, and there just hasn't been a Pokemon game since, like, I don't know, Pokemon, I think it was Colosseum, where it really felt like they were making the game quite different from how it usually is. You know, they had a very different narrative for Pokemon Colosseum. So I would like to see just something where they push their boundaries and their abilities to something that is very different. And I think they have the money. They make a lot of money off of Pokemon. They could make a mistake and people would still buy a shit ton of it and would still buy the next one after that. So I can only hope. Well, I think that's all I'm going to talk about. A little bit of a short week, and, you know, and that happens when my beloved, dearly departed Quinn, who is up in space right now, coming back from Singapore. Yeah, when he's not here, it makes these podcasts so much shorter. But guys, I wanted to thank you for listening. If you want to get a hold of me, I guess for right now until Quinn comes back, go out to Twitter at BS Gamers Podcast. You can share your opinions. I would love to hear about Pokemon Sword and Shield from you, or maybe even about Kingdom Hearts and when will that ever come onto PC. I would appreciate those conversations with you. And if you want to do us an even bigger solid, please go on to your local platform where you listen to us on and leave us a review. Please 5 stars. Thank you for listening, and this is Chase from BSG. I'm out.